First of all, what's your name?
My name is Leia.
Are you from here?
Nope.
Where are you from?
I'm from France, from Paris.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Can you say to me, what's the color of your soul?
Maybe yellow, I think. Yellow. Is it okay?
Here.
Yellow. I think yellow.
Why?
I don't know. I'm quite a warm person, and when I was young, we used to go to holidays by the sea in Spain, and there was always a lot of sun, and it's one of my favorite colors as well. So I think yellow.
What's the meaning of the sun to you?
I think it's the meaning of life, and it's really, you know, comforting. And even if it's really cold outside, and if there's a little bit of sun, you just feel a bit happier, and it's just
Do
nice.
Do you think you're a kind of a sun for somebody?
I'd like to think so. I hope so. But I can't say for sure. But yeah, I'd like to think so. Yeah. Possibly. I don't really understand. I don't know.
Why are you a son for somebody? What you give makes you a son?
I give a lot of love, and I'm a very caring person, and I pretty much raised my little brother, and I think he looks up at me a lot. And I look up at him a lot as well. I think we're each other's sons in that way, if that makes sense. So if I'm a son to anyone, it would be to him, if I am a son to anyone.
Do you think he's a kind of moon? You're a son, he's a moon?
He's a son too. I think he's a son too. Yeah, he's a son.
Do you live in a sky with two suns? You both?
Maybe, yeah. Why not? Yeah, sure.
Too much heat.
Too much heat. Ah, you can never get too much heat. Sun's a beautiful thing.
About sounds. Does your soul has a specific sound? A nature sound? Or artificial sound?
I don't know. I don't think so. I can't think of what it would be if it had a sound. I'm quite a quiet person, so, and I appreciate silence a lot. So maybe no sound.
No sound?
No. Poetry.
What poets do you like most?
What have I been reading recently? I've been reading a lot of Murakami recently. It's not poetry, but it's very poetic, and it's, you know, it's really interesting because Murakami, he's a Japanese writer. And he's done a lot of short stories and novels, and they're all really quite surreal, and a lot of things happen, and it's got a lot to do with Japanese legends and mythology and things like that. And it's, and you know, it's not really about the story; it's more about the journey and kind of what happens and the relationships between all of the characters that meet and all their conversations. So in that way, it's quite poetic. Poetry, I haven't read poetry in a long time. I used to really like Dan Marquis when I was a kid. He wrote a poet called The Lesson of the Moth, which was... Can we pause it? Is it okay? Yeah, so Dan Marquis, he wrote a poem called The Lesson of the Moth, and I always thought it was a really beautiful poem. It's about a moth that's talking to a cockroach, and the cockroach is really interested in how the moth live its life, because the moth is really attracted by light and candles and things that burn. And the moth just says in the poem that isn't it more beautiful to live for a moment and be a part of beauty rather than living forever and not knowing what passion is. And then the moth eventually electrocutes itself in a candle or a light bulb, I can't remember, and the cockroach is thinking about it. And Dan Marquis writes really nice poetry like that. So yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Thank you very much. It was very nice.
Very, very nice.